In the heart of New Orleans, where the veil between worlds grows thin, Phantasma bewitches with its intoxicating blend of gothic horror and forbidden romance. What happens when a young necromancer enters a deadly competition run by devils, only to fall for a mysterious phantom who may be her salvation or her doom? The story begins with death. Ophelia Grimm finds her mother lifeless and performs a forbidden ritual, transferring her mother's powers into herself. As her once cerulean eyes turn icy grim blue, she inherits not just magic, but the ability to see apparitions, ghostly entities that mistake her for her mother. Meanwhile, the intrusive shadow voice that has plagued her since childhood grows stronger, demanding specific actions to prevent terrible fates. When Ophelia discovers her sister Genevieve has entered a deadly competition called Phantasma to save their foreclosed home, she follows, unaware that she's stepping into a centuries-old curse that will test not just her magic, but her heart. The competition's rules are simple. Contestants progress through 9 levels based on the 9 circles of hell, with only 3 ways out: winning, bargaining with devils, or death. Stepping into Phantasma's estate, Ophelia marvels at floor-to-ceiling windows with black velvet drapes, blood-red wallpaper, and an iron spike chandelier above twin onyx staircases. Through a hidden passage behind her bookshelf, she encounters a monstrous creature and meets a handsome man with white hair and green eyes, dressed in viridian velvet, who emits a faint white glow. "I'm a phantom," he explains, "a rare, powerful type of ghost." When she asks for help with a mysterious red door, he refuses. "I can't help any contestants during Phantasma, at least not for free." Their conversation ends abruptly when a shriek interrupts them, and when Ophelia turns back, both the stranger and his cat have vanished. The trials begin with a sensory-deprived labyrinth with closing walls. At its center, a sleeping hellhound guards a gilded trapdoor. When selfish contestants wake the beast, Ophelia flees as someone meets a gruesome fate. Through challenges representing lust, greed, and gluttony, the tests grow deadlier, examining not just physical ability, but moral character, revealing how contestants either surrender to their worst impulses or maintain integrity even in darkness. After nearly dying from a giant serpent attack, Ophelia is saved by Blackwell, a white-haired phantom. He reveals her sister was actually a poltergeist, a dead demon soul that shapeshifts into loved ones to possess victims. "Don't trust anyone you think you know in Phantasma," he warns. "Your sister wouldn't be in this wing until at least level 7. Ophelia makes a blood bargain. Blackwell will answer her summons if she finds his anchor, a heart and key, before leaving Phantasma. Failure means forfeiting 10 years of her life. Their alliance gradually deepens into something more. Their first passionate encounter happens while sheltering from acid rain, where their flirtation leads to an electric kiss that creates literal magic, sparks erupting from her hands. "In a different life, in a fair one, I would have kept you until my eternal soul withered away to dust," Blackwell confesses. Both recognize the danger of their feelings, especially after Ophelia learns her parents met in Phantasma and fell victim to a curse that made her father dangerously obsessive and her mother emotionally numb. As the competition narrows, Ophelia uncovers disturbing truths. Devil Sinclair reveals her mother, Tessie Grimm, competed in Phantasma alongside Gabriel White, the man her sister seeks. Blackwell confirms Ophelia's father was a specter who could shift visibility and pass through objects, explaining her similar abilities. When Ophelia accidentally summons the Whispering Gate to communicate with the dead, her mother's spirit warns her to avoid the phantom and never remove the heart-shaped family locket, vanishing before explaining why. Reuniting with Genevieve brings more revelations. Her sister confesses she's also a specter, able to disappear and walk through walls, an ability hidden since childhood. The sisters reconcile with promises of honesty, though Genevieve must forfeit the competition for safety. With each revelation, Ophelia edges closer to understanding her deeper connection to Phantasma. Ophelia summons an impossible wrought iron door with scarlet mosaics to end Phantasma. Before entering, she asks if she'll see Blackwell again. He cradles her face, vowing with his entire soul this won't be their last meeting. Inside, she learns a shocking truth. 5 centuries ago, Salamistris, Prince of Devils, fell in love with a mortal woman. When tortured by his father, she revealed Salem's true name. The King of Devils killed her, ripping out her heart before Salem's eyes. As punishment, Salem was banished to Phantasma without memory, trapped until he found the heart and a key. The king preserved his lover's soul in a golden heart-shaped locket first worn by Hestia Grimm. It passed through generations of Grimm women until Salem truly forgot his lover before her soul could be reborn. Ophelia realizes her locket carries Salem's lover's soul, and Blackwell is actually Salamistris himself, with no memory of his true identity or their century-spanning connection. As Phantasma crumbles, Blackwell reveals Ophelia must become his new tether to break the curse. She would remain herself, but immortal, linked to him forever. Despite warning her about eternity, he confesses his love and promises she could live however she chooses, even apart from him. Months later, Ophelia walks through New Orleans with newfound peace. Having chosen to become Salem's tether, she ended the cycle of curses plaguing their souls across centuries. Now immortal but free, she returns to Grimm Manor with tickets for her sister, a vacation to explore the world without family obligations. The shadow voice that once tormented her has quieted, though not completely silent. Through Salem's love and growing self-confidence, Ophelia has learned that mental health struggles don't make her unworthy of love. Her OCD remains, but no longer defines her. In breaking the cycle, Ophelia created something new: timeless love, honest family bonds, and hope instead of fear. The heart and key were metaphors for loving despite risks and unlocking potential by embracing both light and darkness. Phantasma captivates through its blend of gothic horror and contemporary themes. Ophelia's OCD manifests as a fully realized portrayal of mental health challenges, with the shadow voice embodying her intrusive thoughts that drive ritualistic behaviors. Her unique experience with her own mind equips her to face Phantasma's psychological torments. The competition serves as a metaphor for life's trials, each level representing human weaknesses and strengths, with contestants revealing their true character through deadly sins. The story explores generational trauma through the curse that began with Salem and his lover 5 centuries ago, unknowingly shaping the Grimm family for generations. Breaking this cycle required not just discovering truth, but choosing a different response. In our cynical world, Phantasma offers sincere hope, a belief that broken souls can find wholeness, family bonds can heal, and love might be powerful enough to save us all. Salem's promise of eternity reminds us that beautiful beginnings can arise from the darkest endings.